This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Менш ніж за один тиждень, за час із 6 березня, і лише на одному.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying in less than a week, starting from March 6th, we managed to kill more than 1,100 enemy soldiers in the Bakhmut sector alone. In his nightly address to the nation, he said those deaths are an irreversible loss for Russia. Zelensky added that at least 1,500 more soldiers were wounded too seriously to go back to the battlefield. He said dozens of pieces of enemy equipment were destroyed, as were more than 10 Russian ammunition depots. The report was not independently verified. President Biden's expected to announce sweeping protections for more than 16 million acres of land and water in Alaska on Monday, as he prepares to approve a massive oil drilling project that has drawn intense criticism from climate activists. The president's expected to declare the entire Arctic Ocean off limits to oil and gas leasing and development. The news comes from an administration official who spoke to AP on condition of anonymity ahead of the announcement. The Interior Department will also announce that it will write new regulations protecting nearly 13 million acres in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. It's the nation's largest peat area that provide habitat for thousands of caribou and shorebirds. The U.S. government took extraordinary steps Sunday to stop a potential banking crisis after the historic failure of Silicon Valley Bank, assuring depositors at the failed financial institution that they will be able to access all of their money quickly. The announcement came amid fears that the factors that caused the Santa Clara, California-based bank to fail could spread. It also came only hours before trading began Monday morning in Asia. VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence offered his most forceful rebuke to date of his one-time boss Donald Trump, saying that history will hold him accountable for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence offered his most forceful rebuke to date of his one-time boss, Donald Trump, saying that history will hold him accountable for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. On Saturday night, Pence told assembled journalists and their guests at the Gridiron Dinner, an annual white tie event in Washington, D.C., that President Trump was wrong, adding, quote, "I had no right to overturn the election, and his reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol that day." Pence was in the Capitol when thousands of Trump supporters breached the building in an attempt to stop Congress from certifying the results of the 2020 presidential election, which Trump lost to Joe Biden.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Authorities say at least 8 people died and others are unaccounted for after a pair of migrant smuggling boats flipped over near a San Diego beach. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
It's one of the worst boat smuggling accidents off the coast of California.
We've lost 8 souls.
San Diego Lifeguard Chief James Gartland on KGTV says they spent the early morning hours Sunday searching for possible survivors. After receiving a 911 call from a woman who said that her boat had capsized along with a second vessel. When rescuers arrived, 8 were dead, some 15 others unaccounted for.
We did the best we could to recover people from the water, try and find survivors.
Coast Guard Captain James Spittler says smuggling enterprises lure these migrants into a dangerous trip.
These people are often labor trafficked and sex trafficked when they arrive.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
China has reappointed Yi Gang as head of the central bank to reassure entrepreneurs and financial markets by showing continuity at the top while other economic officials change. Yi, whose official title is governor of the People's Bank of China, plays no role in making monetary policy. Unlike his counterparts in other major economies, his official role is implementing monetary policy or carrying out decisions made by a policymaking body whose membership is a secret. But the central bank governor is the most prominent Chinese figure in global finance at a time when China's economy is emerging from drastically slower growth. And a suspension of diplomatic ties between Nicaragua and the Vatican has been proposed, this according to Nicaragua's foreign ministry on Sunday. This is following reports that it had moved toward breaking relations with the Holy See. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.